This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Sometimes you take it out in the street. Donald Trump takes most of his fights out in the street, so sometimes people return in a like kind. But we're not going to be successful or fail because of MSNBC or CNN. Most people don't watch those cable networks. Most people are working for a living. Most people don't know who Bob Corker and Jeff Flake are. Most people want President Trump to succeed. A lot of people don't like his tweeting and his punching down and kicking every bark dog. Mostly Republicans don't like that. But I'm going to be around him for the rest of his term, I hope. He's got a chance to do big things on immigration. I think Donald Trump has the best chance of fixing a broken immigration system better than Obama and Bush. So let's do what we got set up here to do.
You know, Lindsey Graham's holding this in proper perspective. I was thinking about this the other day, Scott. You know, I mean, here you got a Republican president with a Republican Congress ready to sign whatever they're going to pass. And put a Democrat, put Hillary Clinton in that space, and, you know, go pound fish, ain't going to happen. She's not going to sign anything. Barack Obama didn't sign anything. You would think after 8 years they'd figure this out. But what this all exposes is the individual self-interest, if I might be redundant just a bit, of the establishment types. And the establishment types, as we're realizing, for those that may have thought, oh, well, it's just the, it's just the Democrats, or, you know, it's, hey, look at it. It's all inclusive. It's equal opportunity establishment there in the Beltway, because they're used to business as usual. They understand, you know, what the, you know, secret code is and how to get to those special cocktail parties and be one of the boys and girls and all that good specialness and elitism kind of stuff. And, taking care of the people and serving the people. Oh, I mean, those idiots back home on Main Street, you know, they're so lucky. I mean, this is the attitude and the arrogance that I read out of this that just, I don't know, it just grates me. It's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just screeches because I think the audacity of these people. It's like, look at, this is not what servanthood is all about. This is not what being a servant to, you know, the United States. When you're worried more about your benefits and all the freebies that go along with it, and you are passing laws that you yourself are not subjected to, healthcare, just for one, then, you know, come on, why are they more deserving than we the people when it is our hard-earned money that is paying the way for them? And they insist yet that somehow they're, you know, we've got to give them accommodation because they're the smart ones and we're the knuckleheads. Now, we send them there to Washington, D.C. to represent us, not themselves. And this would, there has to be a paradigm shift, a major paradigm shift within the country. And I'm only hoping, even though Donald Trump, as abrasive as he can be, that maybe it might cause people to have a wake up call. And I'm hearing a change. I don't know if you quite grabbed a hold of this, but I'm hearing a change in Lindsey Graham. I mean, Lindsey Graham had every bit of reasons to still be upset with Trump. Trump wasn't necessarily real nice, you know, to him during the campaign early on. It wasn't like he sat down and said, hey, let's go have a beer together. Of course, Donald Trump doesn't drink. But you know, let's sit down. You know, we'll have a piece of pizza like he did with Sarah Palin or anything like that. No, I mean, he was out, you know, saying things that weren't very respectful about Lindsey Graham, and including giving out his own personal cell phone number. So, you know, he's such a kidder. But, you know, but Lindsey Graham realizes the bigger picture is that if anything's going to get accomplished, look at you got 4 years here. And maybe if you're lucky, you might got 8. Why waste that time over this bitter partisanship or an attitude that, oh, well, Donald Trump is unqualified and he's not supposed to be. You know, how did this guy make it? He didn't pay his dues and he's in the White House. How dare he? That's what this is all about. It's 5 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. My good buddy Greg Jackson is back with us. It's been a while since we've heard from Greg. And, of course, there's so much to talk about. But I want to talk about his new book, 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men. Boy, I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that is needed, you know, Greg, first of all, let me bring you on and welcome you to the show. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, it's been a while. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, there is so much missing, and what you touched on in your book here is something that I believe has been, you know, we need to have that voice of you know, the lost art of manners and etiquette and behavior for boys to become men. You know, what's on display on college campuses in our, you know, realm of politics as well. It's a bit unnerving, and maybe our kids are getting some poor examples here, but it's almost like we want to hit the pause button and say, hey, guys, you're going to be a man, and this is what real men do, and there's such a thing as manners and etiquette and proper behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there was a time in our society where these basic manners and rules of etiquette were commonplace, right? It's what our parents taught us. You know, pull seats out for women, hold doors open, stand up to bullies, put your napkin on your lap, don't pick your nose.
Right.
And I know these seem like pretty simple things, but it's, you know, tell the truth. It's the type of things that we were taught that help prepare us for life, for parenting, to get married, to hold a good job, and to be productive members of society. And, you know, the bottom line, Bill, is that, you know, what I have seen, I have a 12-year-old boy, and, you know, what I've seen is just, and what we're all seeing, it's pretty evident, is just general breakdown in society. Mm-hmm. So the question is, well, why does that happen? And I think that one of the primary reasons that happens is because of the breakdown of the family. And, you know, when a family breaks down, then, you know, society isn't too far behind. And so if we want America to become great again, to coin a phrase, mm-hmm. we must become good again. And to do that, I believe that it starts in the home with us. Revival starts with us. Teaching right. good manners to our kids starts with us.
Yeah. When you realize that, you know, it is our families, our children that are the building blocks of a, you know, a fruitful society, a beneficial society, then it tells us where our focus should be. And it's easy to lose focus on all these things, you know, this information age we live in, the distractions, the video games, you know, our culture, as you say, our kids. You know, Greg, you and I, we weren't exposed to the level of things that our kids are exposed to nowadays. I mean, it's like the good housekeeping seal of approval is on all this bad behavior. I mean, it's in their music. It's in the things they see. You go to school. I mean, I went by a school the other day, and this was just a, you know, an elementary school. I almost crashed. I was shocked. I couldn't believe how these young girls were dressing. And this is on the heels of one of the big scandals in Hollywood that's busting loose right now. And, you know, they say Hollywood, but it's, you know, if the truth be known, it's probably happening in many companies across the country, not just Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that we as parents really have a duty, Bill, to pass on to our, I mean, that's really what I, when I think of myself as a father, of a 12-year-old boy, and I told him the other day, we're on our way to church, and I said, you know, I had to ban him from playing video games, or I forget what the punishment was, Bill, but it was something pretty harsh, and
right. And
it was for some, you know, something that he did that was disobedient, and I just said, look, as much as I want to be your closest friend in life, the bottom line is my duty from God is to be the primary moral and spiritual instructor, your primary moral and spiritual instructor, to raise you, number one, to cultivate a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved. Because there's nothing, apart from that, where you really don't have anything. And then secondly, to teach you God's word and to teach you how to behave and to love God and love people. Those are the two most important commandments, Jesus said, in the Bible, to love God and love people. So how do we love people? We love people by serving them, by being kind to them, by showing empathy. You know, the Scottish writer Alexander McCall Smith referred to basic manners and etiquette of society as the quote-unquote basic building blocks of civil society.
Yes.
So if we want the walls to be rebuilt, it starts in our homes, and we as fathers especially, but mothers too and grandparents, if we have access to our kids while they're young, we better pour into them and teach them how to act properly if there's any hope for America. Because like you said, I mean, the kids in the public schools have no respect for authority. They have no respect for their teachers. The girls dress a lot of them like prostitutes. Mm-hmm. The boys have their pants hanging down, you know, to their ankles. They think it's cool, I guess, to dress like prisoners.
Yeah.
And
it's like, your back end is exposed. You know, that's not good.
In case you're
missing something there, okay? I'd rather not see your back. I mean, when you're a baby and I'm changing your diaper, that's one thing. But when you're 14 years old and you're walking down and I'm seeing parts of your body that I'd rather not see, it's just not very interesting.
No. You know, Bill, here's the bottom line. With all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, it seems overwhelming. But to me, I take solace in the fact that I don't know what the economy is going to be like. I don't know where the terrorist attacks are going to come from or the next disaster. I do know as a Christian that I'm only here for a short time and that this is temporary and that I'm being prepared for the millennial reign of Christ and to live eternally with him. So that's the blessed hope. So that's why when I have a smile on my face, people are like, why are you always smiling? Well, because I got Jesus in my heart.
That's right.
When you have him, you have everything. But at the end of the day, we can do something. People say, oh, Greg, come on. It's too late for that. You know, America's done. Well, I don't know that. I'm not God. I'm not omniscient. But I do know that I have a duty as a father to teach my kid right from wrong and to teach him how to act and to love his neighbor as himself. I mean, that's really it, that simple, Bill, is that if we want America to become great again, it starts with us teaching our kids to become good again. And by the way, it's for adults, too. I realize that in writing this book, by the way, there's just 40 rules and manners of etiquette. Maybe we could talk about a couple of them. I mean, it's just real simple stuff. But it kind of was a reminder to myself, Bill, that, hey,
that's what you do, huh? When you write about stuff like that, you end up teaching yourself all over again. I find it quite ironic when that goes on, Greg. And I wanted to get into the specifics of it, and we will on the other side of the break, which is coming up in a minute. But I also appreciate the way, you know, on the next part of the, right after the cover, you have to and from and date. You know, and I know that that was purposeful. And I like that you included that because this book here is is something special. And I think that when other men read this book, they're going to say, wow, Greg captured my heart. And this is what I would want to share with my son, too. So it does make for the perfect gift, and it's perfect that you added to, from, and the date in which that book was presented to your young son, right?
Absolutely.
40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men, The Lost Arts of Manners, Etiquette, and Behavior. Greg Jackson, best-selling author, is with us. And we've got more coming up from Greg on the other side of the break, as promised. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Bill Martinez live.
Time for Dick, the
But after the top of the hour, well, I'm going to step all over his voice. I didn't wait. Sorry, big voice. I do that every once in a while just to let you know that this is a live show. We got praise for 40 rules to help boys become men. Governor Huckabee, who you heard on our show a couple of weeks ago, he's got a new show, TBN. He's now on TBN. Moved over from Fox, I guess found a little bit more liberty over there and a good opportunity for him. And, so he's got the bass guitar out there. He's still jamming and having fun and, of course, talking things, you know, about life and, probably have a little bit more liberty at TBN than he had at Fox. Anyway, he writes about Greg's book. He says, some boys never grow up, even though they become men biologically. Their behavior is that of a spoiled child. Don't mention the NFL right now. Stop it. Good manners and etiquette are not only vital to civilization, but on a more practical level, one's ability to acquire and keep friends, a stable family, a job, depend on one's ability to do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Greg Jackson has captured that simple yet almost forgotten principle in his simple yet profound new book, 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men. Let's all hope that it becomes a runaway bestseller. The civility of our society would be better off for it. I don't know how to say it much better than what the governor said, Greg Jackson, about your book.
Yeah, that's definitely high praise from Governor Huckabee, a man whom I greatly respect. And, you know, I just want to get back, if I could, Bill, to something that we talked about before break, which is that look around at the world the way it is right now. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what can we do? And, you know, I stopped a long time ago, you know, I really, in prayer one day, the Holy Spirit just revealed to me that, you know, I might not be able to change the world, but what's more important, I think, to the Lord is that we are a positive influence in our own homes, in our,
exactly,
wherever God gives us favor.
Right.
And that's
why I wrote that
book, because,
yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly. No, that's the question. Where's your sphere of influence? Lest you lose sight of it. And your home is, you're there, you know, conceivably most of the time you're in contact with your wife and your children. Why would that not be your number one job?
Well, for me, for many years, you know, I had this mindset, Bill, that, you know, I wanted to change the world in that. And I'm not saying that we don't have an influence on the world, but instead of having what I think is most important to God is how do we conduct ourselves with our families, most importantly, with our immediate colleagues at work and associates that we're closest to? How do we treat them? And what I realized is that we have such an amazing opportunity. And what if a million listeners of your show or people in the United States today got the book that I wrote, 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men, sat down with their boys, their young boys, and what do you think would happen, Bill, in 3 months, 6 months, they review these really basic rules and manners of etiquette with their sons, with their grandsons? Wouldn't it be great, Bill, if in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you just notice that people are kinder to one another, people are opening elevators, people are disagreeing with one another without being disagreeable.
Exactly.
People are showing respect to authority and elders that we haven't seen in the past. That's my hope.
Well,
but it starts here, and it starts in my home.
Exactly. It starts, you know, we were talking about this last night. I was reviewing with a group of people, focused on the Family's Truth Project, which I've become an evangelist for. And one of the things I said is that you've got to educate yourself. And I think in some cases, people need to be educated to realize that, it is wholesome. It is right to do those things that are right. You know, I go back to Genesis, one of my favorite, conversations in the early days of the world was God's conversation with Cain, and Cain was all depressed because his sacrifice wasn't accepted by God, and he is feeling down in the mouth and everything about it. And God said to him very simply, says, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I I hear that echoing down through the millennium, because that's what it comes down to. And the right that God is talking about, I mean, we're talking the God of righteousness. Righteousness himself saying to us, if you do right. So there's those intrinsic values that he has built into each one of us that is seared in our conscience, unless we sear it, you know, against it. But it is seared in our conscience and our DNA. He has deposited it into us that we know that we know that we know when we do the right thing, Greg Jackson. It's like we're at peace with ourselves. We're at peace with others. We're doing exactly what Jesus said, you know, loving God and loving others. And wow, you know, that rhymes with our reason, I believe.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because this morning in my devotional, Second Chronicles, chapter 31, talks about Hezekiah. And it says that thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. And every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart and prospered.
Wow.
And that's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It's actually, so as Christians, you know, we can talk about doctrine, and doctrine is important. We should defend sound doctrine, and certainly should be doing our best to read Scripture in context. But, you know, the bottom line for the unbelieving world, Bill, is that they judge us by our actions, not what we say, but what we do. And that's what I've realized as well, is that these things that I've put down in my book should, if we practice them, demonstrate our love, our true, genuine love. Mm-hmm. Because people don't care about how much we know unless they know how much we care. I know that sounds a little trite, a little cliche.
No, but that is true. Without a doubt, it's true. And in your book here, it's 40, you know, for the most part, one-page reminders and conversation openers, I think, with your child. And as you say, I think for dads sometimes who have a hard time maybe going, how do I start a conversation with my son? This is a great opener. And that you say, hey, look at, how about if we set aside, you know, Saturday mornings or whatever day or whatever, you know, because I did this with my son. I actually started with my daughter. I said, I'm going to start dating my daughter. And it was interesting because I had four boys and one girl. Well, when I started doing the dating Marissa and I had a night with her, the boy said, hey, what about us, you know? So I thought, okay, that's good. So we started, you know, having time with each of the boys. It was just one-on-one dad time. But I wish I'd had your book. This is so good, because you could sit there. That is kind of like the, you know, hey, this is a little bit of what we're going to talk about at lunch today or at breakfast, you and I. We're just going to do this one-page chapter. We're going to read it and just talk about it. And tell me what you think about opening and closing a door for a woman and elders. What do you think that represents? This is so cool. I mean, these are practical things, as you say, Greg, we grew up with. I mean, I was fortunate. A lot of my earlier experience, I spent a lot of time. I was taught by nuns. In fact, I was talking to a priest yesterday. I was blessed. I had nuns, and boy, you know, these things they taught us. They exampled it. They taught it to us, and I am so appreciative. And my father the same way. My mother were very respectful about this. But so it was an extra bonus for me, because not only did I get it at home, I got it at school. And when you're hanging around nuns, you get it at school.
Absolutely.
You know, if you know what I'm talking about. So that would be my prescription and recommendation for others. I hope that agrees with yours.
Absolutely. People can, you know, if they want to see some of the rules, they can do it. Go to Amazon, check it out, 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men. You can look at the table of contents and pick it up for yourself and your kids.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't interrupt when others are talking. Disagree without being disagreeable. Don't talk back to parents, elders, or teachers. Show proper respect for authority. Make eye contact when shaking hands, and always extend a firm hand. These are just some of the 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men, The Lost Arts of Manners, Etiquette, and Behavior. Greg Jackson, great book. Thank you so much for doing this, and thank you for coming on the air with us. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Bill. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up right after this.
there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Stephen Moore joins us now, senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. I hope you are, too.
Hey, as well, and boy, I'm looking forward to Trump's tax plan. The reason we need you on here, because you're the no-spin meister. I mean, you give it to us straight. To hear from the other side, it's going to be the death of democracy if Trump gets what he is shooting for with all these tax cuts.
Well, it may be the death of liberalism, because this thing, this tax plan, which, as you know, Bill, I helped put together with Larry Kudlow when we were working for Trump during the campaign, and this current plan is pretty similar to the one we crafted for Donald Trump. It's a very positive plan that I think will create a lot of jobs. I think it'll bring a lot of businesses that are, offshore that have left the United States. I think a lot of them will come back to the United States and back to Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and California and all over the country. Most economists, I think, would agree that our business tax rates, which are the rates that are the highest in the world, that's irrefutable. I think most economists believe that hurts American competitiveness. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And so you know, what's not to like about this plan? I think it'll create jobs. It'll create higher growth. People worry about the budget deficit, but I think, you know, the best way to bring the budget deficit down, as Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy taught us, is to get the economy moving faster so you have more people working and more people paying taxes rather than collecting welfare.
Well, Steve, I mean, it was a shock to all these liberals that said that there was no way Donald Trump was smoking something to think that he'd be at a 3% GDP even by the end of his first term. And here it is. We're not even...
We already have it. We already have 3% growth. That's the amazing thing is that his first full quarter in office, which was the second quarter, came in at 3.1%, just over 1.3%. And then we would have had 3% growth, Bill, in the third quarter, except that the hurricanes did such substantial damage and probably cost us about a percentage point of GDP. But, you know, we're on a higher growth path, and I see that everywhere I go. I mean, everywhere I go, you know, businessmen and workers say things are going really well and that they feel a pickup, and businesses are confident, they're investing more. You know, we just got numbers last week. Consumer confidence hit something like a 10-year high. Business confidence is high. So if you get this tax cut done, I do think, you know, not just 3%, but 3.5% to 4% growth. And, boy, that's going to feel a lot better. Remember, under Obama, we only had, you know, less than 2% growth for 8 years.
That was the new norm, the CBO was saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 2%, that's what it's supposed to be. The other thing, too, that it was quite curious is if you remember, every time we got a report, a GDP report, you know, there would be a 30-day revision and always went down, never went up. Yeah. So it was refreshing to see, because originally they said 3.0, and then they got revised, it went up, you know, to 3.1.
Yeah. So 3.1 is a good number. I still think we can do better. Mm-hmm. And these, you know, 3.1 probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but you know, that's the equivalent. When you get growth rates, you know, up to 3 to 3.5%, then you start to see wages start to rise because businesses are investing more. You get, you know, a tighter labor market, so business, you know, workers can bid up their wages a little bit. Those are all positive things for the economy. And, you know, the other thing is that I wanted to mention, because I feel so strongly about this, Bill, is that the tax plan gets rid of one of the most devious and unfair taxes, in my opinion, in the whole federal tax code, which is the death tax.
Exactly.
And, you know, the death tax is just such an unbelievably unfair tax. It is so un-American to basically say to someone who's built up a business like my father did his whole life, you know, built it up, Bill, from scratch. At the end of his, you know, career, he had probably more than 100 employees. You know, so that's 100 families that he was providing a job for and a livelihood for. He paid his taxes, millions of taxes throughout his life. He died a couple of years ago. And then to think, you know, someone who built up a business, he did become a millionaire by the time that, you know, the business, you know, became successful. But, you know, then after paying millions of dollars of taxes, Bill, the government's going to take half of it away from you and your family when you die.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, it imperils the business in terms of its future, because if you don't have the cash flow to manage the tax payment, then you've just killed the business.
It happens all the time. People have to sell the farm to pay the taxes. And what a disgrace that is. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, you build up a business as part of your legacy, so you can leave that to your kids. And then the kids can run the business. And, you know, Henry Ford III is now running Ford Motor Company, you know. And so that's, you know, what we want in America. If you have a death tax that's so high that people can't pass on their wealth, then guess what? They'll die broke. They'll just spend it all.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with Mitzi Purdue, and she was blessed because she was her family. You know, she grew up as part of the, you know, Sheridan founders and family, and here they've got a 100-year legacy that they've been able to continue. Her husband, Frank Purdue, who's passed, they were able to hold everything together, and you know, but she said in each case it was the family holding together, but it wasn't easy in having to, you know, work through this death tax process.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's in you. For a lot of business, and people say, oh, well, we want Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and the Koch brothers and people like that to pay the tax. But guess what? Bill, they're not going to pay any of that tax.
Yeah, exactly.
They do have the tax accountants and the lawyers and the lobbyists and the, you know, the clever, you know, people who figure out the ways around it. It's the people like, you know, mom and dad who built up a business their whole life weren't thinking about estate tax planning, when they were building their business. And then they get walloped with this tax. And, you know, by the way, it's the reason 70% of America, I do have these debates with liberals, say, well, only 1% are going to pay it. Yeah, but you know what? Americans instinctively are against this cash because everyone wants to be rich. You know, that's part of America. You want to be rich. And people don't want, if they're boat comes in and they get rich for the government to take half of it away.
Yeah, for all the hard work and investment to get to that point that they had to put into it, it just doesn't seem right. And, you know, but this is the divide between the Republicans and Democrats, Steve, as you know. The incentives are all in the wrong place and for the wrong people.
That's right.
You know, and when you incentivize the people to grow it big, to work harder, to have a reward at the end of the day, they're self-interested, they're self-vested, and we've seen it happen time and again, whether it was with Reagan and Kennedy. But the thing that surprises me is that how quick Democrats and progressives will forget and be quick to promise things to, you know, run our country back into the ground again. I mean, you know, it's like, I'm glad we're here right now talking about this, but on the other side of it is how long will this last, or I guess until the Democrats take over again and take us down.
Well, you know, somebody was telling me the other day that one word that defines the Democratic Party today, and I think it's so true, is free, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be free. Your health care is going to be free. Your child care is going to be free. Your education is going to be free. Your college is going to be free. You know, your food is going to be free. And pretty soon, we're not a very free country anymore.
No.
The government's running everything. And,
exactly.
You know, we better wake up to that. I mean, truly, I mean, we now have, Bernie Sanders out there saying he wants universal health care. That means, you know, by my calculation, 130 million Americans with private or employer-based health insurance would lose their plans because Bernie wants you thrown into a government system.
Exactly. Well, California thought it might be plausible until somebody got the chalkboard out and started doing the math for them. You know, these numbers just don't lie, Steve. That's all there is to it, right?
Well, what's the old bumper sticker? If you think healthcare is expensive now, wait until it's given away for free. And that's true. But
exactly.
I think we are going to get this tax cut passed, Bill. I'm very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when it does, I think you're going to see some real juice in the economy. And people, you know, I went to so many areas in the country, you know, especially in the Rust Belt area, that didn't see a recovery. And that's the reason they went for Trump. There's nothing that Obama did really helped them. And if you get this tax cut passed, I think you're going to bring a lot of development back to areas that were left for dead. And those are great, hardworking Americans, a lot of people who fought for our country and veterans. And, you know, we need to, it's not just about Hollywood and Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C. It's about all the other areas that have not seen a recovery.
In between, yeah, without a doubt. Well, Steve Moore, as always, we appreciate your no-nonsense, straight, show-me-the-money kind of...
show-me-the-money, my friend. That's what the cab driver told me when I asked him about the Trump tax cut. He said, show-me-the-money, and that's what we're going to do.
That's it. It may be one of those things. Just kind of out of the book of Nancy Pelosi. We got to pass it to see what's in it. But I have a lot more hope and promise than I did back when Nancy Pelosi first uttered those fateful words. So let's show them the money, Steve Moore. I'm happy to be there with
you. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good one. All right, take care. Steve Moore, Senior Economic Contributor from FreedomWorks on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down through the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we are your voice, and we're glad you could join us. Thank you for being with us. It's Bill Martinez. We're live 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and got a real special treat for you. Ziv Korn joins us. He is a photojournalist, and his new book is I'm not even sure I could come up with the appropriate words to describe it. But I'm going to do the best I can, as he's going to be with us for a little bit here to talk about My Jerusalem, the Eternal City. It's one of the most important books of the decade. Celebrates thousands of years of history and culture on the 50th anniversary of unification of the city that links Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Shalom, Ziv. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. That was amazing.
Well, Ziv is coming to us live from Tel Aviv, and I got to tell you, I was in love with Jerusalem before I visited Jerusalem a couple of years ago. I may have shared with you, Ziv, but after being there and what it did in elevating my understanding of God's Word, the people of Israel is just, it was just magnificent, truly a very special experience, and one that I'm looking forward to, you know, to enjoying once again next year.
You're very more than welcome. I hope that, you know, we all come together and see this really beautiful and unique character of Jerusalem, which is really extraordinary.
Well, for you as a photojournalist, I mean, there are so many. I mean, at every turn, even though there are certain parts of the city that is kind of amazing. You see some of the rubble, and you see like a strata of civilizations that are right before your eyes. That you go, what is that? And you go, well, that's another part of the city from an era gone by. And meanwhile, you have. You have new buildings and, you know, on top of it. I mean, it is most amazing. But all that to say that there's photo opportunity all over Jerusalem, right?
they are. And you just mentioned one of the really extraordinary, one of them that is, it's so modern on one hand and so biblical on the other, where you see livelihood and vivid city alive on the surface, and underneath the layers of thousands of years of existence of Jews in that that were there for all these decades and generations, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Zev, you know, as I was looking at parts of your book, this is truly a personal photojournalistic production on your part, isn't it?
It is. I must give credit to Geffen Publishing House, Elon Greenfield, who approached me a while ago with the concept and the idea of putting together a book which will contain some key figures in the Jewish world, the Israeli world, and some, you know, Americans as well, that will write on their personal experience in Jerusalem or with Jerusalem. And he came up with the concept, and he came to me and to help visualize the whole project. And since I've been a photojournalist for over 25 years, I digged in, you know, my archive. And so I guess about 80% of the book is archival. I mean, archival meaning it could be shot just, you know, I'm in Jerusalem and shooting. Mm-hmm. Documenting Jerusalem on a daily basis, but throughout, you know, the years I've been photographing, and I guess about 20% are new images that I did specifically for the book of things that I thought that were probably missing, and altogether it contains a big variety of images that try to tell the story through religion and history and art and politics and nightlife and archaeology and security and the holy sites that talk to, you know, the Jews and Christians and Muslims around the world. And I try to kind of portray from all these angles.
Exactly. Well, this was quite the team effort, as you alluded to. And for Mr. Greenfield, who's the book's editor and publisher, he says it's the most important and monumental book that I've published in my 36 years of publishing. Wow, what a compliment. And for you, Ziv, to be part of this, it has got to be an especially proud moment and, you know, another one of those highlights in your photojournalistic career.
It definitely is. And, you know, since I've been, and it's been quite challenging, you know, to go back to my archive and try to really edit down the story we are trying to tell and make it as diverse as possible, as well as the city is so diverse and complex, so the book is as well, and try to kind of give all the elements and not to forget anything. And, you know, it's not easy when dealing with Jerusalem that everyone has to say something about Jerusalem. Everybody has his own angle of how he sees things. And try to aim that to everybody is not an easy task.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge.
Something I'm very proud of.
Exactly. Well, that's part of the challenge. I must say that when you go to Jerusalem, people are very reticent to talk. They're very shy there in Jerusalem. Not really, of course. I'm kidding.
It's true, it's true about Jerusalem, and I think it will probably be true that, you know, there's a joke that if you ask the opinion of 10 different Jews, you'll get 10 different answers. And
exactly.
It's exactly the same about people thinking, you know, what their feelings is towards Jerusalem. It's exactly the same thing.
Well, as you mentioned, not only pictorially do you get the sense of my Jerusalem, the eternal city, and you had to, as you say, go back through the archives and pick the right pictures that was going to complement the story that you wanted to accomplish. But then again, you had to use the right storytellers too, right?
Yeah, and we did that in kind of parallel because Geffen Books, the Geffen publisher, did the texture part where he approached people like Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Rivlin and other members of the Israeli parliament alongside with key figures in the U.S. like Ron Lauder and Matthew Bosman and Mike Huckabee and Ruth Westheimer, you know, all these, you know, special people that each of them wrote his experience or his personal story with Jerusalem or in Jerusalem, and that made this project very personal. And I, my job was to kind of visualize the all these aspects and try to show the city from so many different you know, there's so many different ways to look at the city and it's all these different layers and its unique character.
Yeah, it is really quite robust and varied. You've got renowned legal expert Alan Dershowitz, preeminent sex therapist, talk show host, Holocaust survivor Dr. Ruth Westheimer that you'd mentioned earlier, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, World Jewish Congress President Ron Lauder, founder of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Marvin Heyer. You know, you've gone from everything from practical life to faith to Israel, you know, politics. You know, so I it's kind of tough, even with 160 pages, to balance out the story, because as you said earlier, you know, you talk to 10 Jewish people and you get 10 different stories about Jerusalem. Pretty much the same like here in America these days, too, I would say, Ziv.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I think that one of the beautiful things is that it can all fit together and show different opinions and show different aspects of the city. And, you know, on the other hand, I'm sure that Jerusalem is a lot in the news when talking about security issues. But on the other hand, we have 98% of amazing coexistence, and that needs to be shown as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ziv, in practicality, how close is Jerusalem to peace? It seems now more than ever, but I want to get your read on it from somebody who's there every day.
You know what? First of all, it's extremely quiet lately, and I think that draws a lot of tourists coming, and it's great to see that. And I truly hope and believe we will find, you know, we will approach the time where we can all live together happily, and each can practice his own religion, and it's a very free and open city that really allows the freedom of religion. You see Jews, Christians, and Muslims each praying in his own holy sites, from the Holy Sepulchre Church to the Wailing Wall, which they're all together in the same area, as well as Al-Aqsa Mosque. And I truly hope that peace will come and it will be very freely and open to everybody.
Well, no doubt about it, Ziv. Of all the places that God said that he places his name in Jerusalem. One special city and a very special and eternal experience, let me tell you. Ziv Koren, Tel Aviv-based photojournalist, captured award-winning photographs for his latest book, My Jerusalem, The Eternal City, available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Ziv, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.